This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. We're already having a good time, Mike. You almost made me laugh there on the intro. So we do have, as always, Mr. Mike Denslow with Wells Fargo making me laugh and helping us on the lending side. Mike, how are you?
I'm great. I think last week it was asking a question that I didn't tell you I was going to ask you. Then this week it was impersonating you before the show started.
Yes, you were. I think we're going to have you do the intro to the show.
Baseball, that's why you threw the curveball.
Definitely. And Mr. McKay, how are things going with you?
Well, baseball's up and going and good.
Well, very, very good. I know. I'm seeing all the kids out on the soccer fields again, and that time of year, we've had some nice days. We finally got rid of some of the wind, so I think, you know, we've kind of turned that corner into spring there, and that makes that cell phone number I gave out ring like crazy. I have unlimited minutes, and I'm concerned about going over my plan.
Lance, those are called good problems.
Exactly. So we have been, speaking of that, in our local news. We do have celebrity news, but we'll do a little bit of local first. Speaking of how busy it's been, we talked about that last week. Mike and I were feeling the impacts of that in our business. But we always like to relate to, is that just us or how that relates to the market? That was very reflective of the market last month. So our February numbers out showing that under contracts, number of deals put under contract last month in February was 334.
Wow.
Now that's a big February number. So in relation, last February, that was only 279. So we've had a 19% increase in the number of contracts that were written in February.
Wow.
So what we were hearing across the board, what we were experiencing, kind of that mild weather, low interest rates again, and keeping up has given us kind of what we had predicted, a very fast start to the year. Actual number of sold, 167. That was within 3 units of February of 2011. So,
wow.
With our closings, we are right on track, almost identical to where we were last year. But the big difference is kind of expecting probably an additional 30 to 45 closings this month over and above what we would normally see. So, very significant, very busy in our market, and it's reflected in those stats and what's going on. So we're really excited about that. I know the type of companies, especially real estate agents and stuff, it's been very, very busy. Local news, we had expected last week, we had talked a little bit that we thought we would see Pasco City Council approve school impact fees. That was approved.
Council, 4-2 vote.
That did, on a 4-2 vote, ended up going ahead and approving school impact fees that were requested by the Pasco School District. What's the reasoning for this? Well, the reasoning for this is that in the next 6 years, the district really expects enrollment to grow by 34%.
Yeah,
in 6 years. So, I mean, we're really looking at an additional 6,000 students, and they're darn near at capacity based on existing school buildings and portable classrooms. So,
and I think there's kind of been some issues with some of the, you know, they've had a little difficulty getting some of the bonds passed and stuff.
Yep.
And even when they do pass, they just can't keep up with the demands.
That's exactly right. So kind of what they kind of, with a lot of talk and restructuring and going back and forth, getting input from builders, developers, school officials, basically settled on impact fee of $4,683 fee for single-family homes and $4,525 per unit in a multifamily project. So you are going to see new contracts on some of those homes beginning in April and May.
April 16th is when it goes into effect.
Start to see that increased value on those homes. They're just... you know, schools are a big factor, and it's a big driving factor in growth. We will kind of keep track closely. We do a neighborhood staff show, so we're always kind of monitoring those neighborhoods. It'll be interesting towards the end of the year to see if we've had any changes when we start to kind of analyze those sales and the neighborhoods.
Yeah, what the impact is going to be.
So we'll keep a close eye on that. And now, McKay, are you being funny? Impact is going to be on that with impact fees. you're on it today, man. I love it.
That was completely accidental.
Well,
but I'll take full credit for
it. I'll tell you what. I've got an 8-year-old daughter, and she's responsible for this week's celebrity news story.
Bieber.
You got it. I have to hear enough Justin Bieber in my house and put up with it from a cute little girl. So,
well, I've heard some people say that he and little girls have a lot in common because it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell them apart.
So, well, he turned 18, and I mean, how would a normal 18-year-old celebrate their birthday? But they probably would not do what he did, and that is go ahead and purchase a very grown-up $10.8 million mansion in L.A. So that's what he decided.
Wow.
He was of legal age there and could enter a contract.
I will say this, though. They say that he is one of the most philanthropic stars. I mean, he has given away more of his money to charitable causes. Like half the money he's made.
It really is.
Kudos to him for that.
His manager and stuff are very humble. They have a lot of, they do a lot of charity work, spend a lot of time with fans and stuff.
And $10 million for a mansion.
So threw down for $10 million. This is quite a place. Actually, sometimes I see these places and wonder, you know, when I look at these pictures and research these stories. But this thing is unreal. 9,400 square feet of living space, 5-bedroom home, workout gym with home theater, extra living quarters for security staff. And it's one of those on the hillside of Hollywood Hills up there, all glass. You know, so it has the glass overhangs and steel structures.
Wow.
And it truly is impressive. If you happen to be on Google with nothing else to do, type in Bieber home. And if you want to see an impressive, very impressive home, there are some amazing pictures of that online. Now, just in case you were wondering, I bet he paid cash, you know, since he took in about $53 million last year.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case he was wondering, if Mike Denslow over here did the mortgage on that, and he put down a 20% payment and Mike did a 30-year fixed, he'd be paying roughly about, you know, his payment would be about $40,000 a month.
That's
so,
it.
You didn't tell me you did that loan, Mike, so I'm assuming he might have paid cash.
Well, I'm guessing that's just amortization. That probably doesn't include property taxes and everything else.
I don't think
that's principal and interest only, huh?
So that is our celebrity news story of the week, filtered in there with some of our local news stories. Point of our local news stories is that the spring market is definitely here.
Mm-hmm.
I could not be more excited for next week. Next week, I didn't have all the final tallies for the property and stuff with me today because we're inputting and taking measurements and pictures as fast as we can. Instead of a pick 3 next week, I'll probably have a pick 6 or 7 for you because the inventory is really starting to hit the market. A lot of folks have been waiting for the weather to change, being able to fix up their yards and do that. So there are some amazing new listings coming up and coming on the market.
Very good.
We will have a great pick 3 next week with that. So one of the things we've noticed is as we start working with a lot more buyers this time of year and start analyzing homes for sale for our sellers, is that there are some traps that buyers can get into. And we've seen them. We thought we've talked about them enough on the radio show that people won't fall into those traps, but they do still happen. And so it's a matter of, you know, it's a matter of getting with folks and kind of explaining a little bit, not falling into these traps for what can happen. Number one trap, and so I kind of put together a list here that buyers can avoid, is, and we've talked about it a lot, is just not getting pre-approved. Thinking that you are pre-approved or not knowing the exact numbers or have ran stuff 6-7 months ago, things can change, you know, and we had, luckily it was not one of our buyers because we don't like to function this way, but we did have a potential buyer this last week miss out on one of our listings because they were not properly pre-approved.
And there's a difference between pre-qualify and pre-approved.
Yeah, there's a huge difference. Yeah, and I mean, we can probably let Mike speak to us a little bit about that difference.
Yeah, pre-approved is actually credit check, income documentation, asset documentation. It's the full meal deal. I mean, it's running you through software that is tied back into the government programs and everything and making sure that we do as much due diligence as possible, that we have smooth sailing through underwriting.
And so, for instance, we had somebody, and the buyer really wanted the house. We, you know, we talked to them a little bit about what they were at, gave them an opportunity. We didn't give them a lot of time, but basically 3 days to finalize that pre-approval. And it turns out they didn't think they could get what they thought they could get. So that house went back on the market, and we immediately had three people in the spring market busy that are interested back in that house, and now they potentially probably won't get it. So that's a big thing, and you don't want a buyer to go through that disappointment. You don't want somebody to experience that.
Mm-hmm.
And
it does happen.
And so it does happen still, and so it's very important that we're working along that case. People always wonder why we're asking those questions immediately when they want to see homes. It seems a little intrusive. If it does, I apologize, but it's because we've been through these situations where we want to make sure you're as aware as you need to be in those cases, so those type of situations don't happen.
Because sooner or later, you're going to have to afford the house.
So yeah, they're not pretty situations, and so we try to avoid those as much as possible for the buyers and the sellers. Number two that we have on the list is big, and that's just not creating a long-term budget. Making sure that you have a good indication of what this house is going to cost, what the maintenance costs are going to be on this house, what you're looking at if you're saving for a new roof 3 or 4 years down the road. Having that long-term budget is really huge. A good rule of thumb that we go by and tell people is not to devote, you know, no more than a third of your monthly household income to your housing costs. If you can stay within those ratios, it's usually pretty safe. And so that is just always something to consider if a lawn needs to be put in. You know, what type of, you know, what are the utility bills?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the roof, water heaters, heating and cooling systems. These are things that are inevitably are going to come up in a house that you need to be prepared for. So that is a big one. Number three, that we came up with is forgetting about the hidden costs. I mean, this is huge. And Mike said it exactly when we talked, when we said that mortgage payment for Beaver's house. Mike immediately, I like the way he thinks, he immediately says, I bet that's just principal and interest. I bet that's not insurance. I bet that's not property taxes. And so his mind thinks that way being a lender, and that is the type of thought process that is good counsel for our buyers to get, because he immediately says, okay, that's just the basics. What else is there?
Yeah, and Lance, that happens frequently when I have people that go online and they do mortgage calculators. And those mortgage calculators, 99% of them don't have taxes and insurance. And so they call up and we start talking about, okay, I'm looking to buy this price home, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm going to put this much down. And I throw out a potential payment. And they're like, wow, that's, you know, a lot bigger than I thought it would be. I'm like, well, what, you know, were you looking at just principal and interest and not taxes and insurance? It's called PITI, principal, interest, taxes, insurance. And that's something that, you know, if you're not used to it, you don't think about it, and, you know, could get you in a trap, like you said.
PITI, you need to have pity. You remember to say when you're looking in there. So that is a great point. Knowing what that is and what that total payment is huge.
Mm-hmm.
We've got about 5 or 6 more points to go across. I know we're coming up against a hard break when we come back. We're going to talk to Mike a little bit more about the lending, but I really want to get out there for our buyers and for our sellers that are considering selling, really avoiding these next 4 traps when you're looking to buy in this fabulous spring market.
We'll be right back on News Talk 870. We'll be right back.
Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about some traps to avoid as you're working through a purchase or a real estate scenario in the spring market. It is extremely busy right now, early start to the spring market. And so we're just kind of putting a couple tips up there, taking some real-life scenarios that we've seen in the last couple weeks and kind of relating those to these tips. I guess we get busier, we see a lot more volume. Every one of these we see happen. In fact, earlier this week I was preparing for the show, and I had kind of my list out as I was working through, and I actually had a buyer come into my office, and she's like, "Oh, let me see that list, you know, and did I violate any of these?" and we went through, and I must say she did violate one of the 10, and we'll go over that. We had a great laugh about it. I'll skip ahead a little bit.
Okay.
The one she violated, and we were laughing, was thinking you'll get everything on your wish list.
Oh.
and so I remember when we were looking for a particular property, you know, there are always some things that you're more than likely not going to get. So you have to have some flexibility, you know, about that. I mean, if you have the best view lot, you're not going to have a big yard because it's probably on the side of the mountain up there. And so kind of, you know, putting those two together and really realizing, okay, here's what you're going to get. We like to take a list of 7 or 8 items like that and prioritize and push up to the top 3. And I usually tell people, mark down the 3 that you have to have, and what else are we going to be able to deal with? Because when we start to bracket your pre-approval, like Mike talked about, into that price range and what you're looking at, we have to kind of develop a feature set that you're going to get that falls within that price range.
This is how much you can get for how much money you can spend.
Exactly. So then we really start evaluating, okay, with that being your budget, let's find the most features and benefits within those constraints. And once we find the property with the most features and benefits compared to what else is out there in that price point, that's the one we end up buying. Mm-hmm. I mean, 100%, that's how the process goes with our buyers. So that's a big one. So I skipped ahead a little bit. Right before that, though, was picking your real estate agent and lender blindly.
Oh.
That is really not a good. I had 2 calls last week, and they were come out and check out my property because it hasn't sold. So my next question is always great. How did you hear about us? And, you know, both of those were, well, somebody at work said they had used you guys. And and I was like, oh, well, how did you find your last agent? You know, we picked him out of a phone book. You know, I mean, it is what it was on one of them. And then the other one was we just called on a sign we saw. So really kind of talking to friends and relatives a lot of times are a good source, people at work that you've worked with.
The radio show.
Usually have an idea, somebody you've developed a relationship and heard with on a consistent basis. And that makes a big difference. I mean, there's a reason why we have Mike on the show. You know, we've been through that process. I've personally been through that loan process with Mike, so it's very easy for me to say, here's what you're going to expect, here's what you're going to get, I know because I've done it. And so that makes the process a lot better. Kind of as a segue there, Mike, because we know that, what else do we need to know about lending right now with what's going on and what's important in your world right now?
Well, the big thing with me is if you're thinking about buying, refinancing, building, call and get a free consultation. I mean, my expertise is free. You know, we do all these shows and all these different things, and I'm sure there's people out there listening that are thinking about doing one of those things. And so giving me a call and saying, okay, you know, this is what I'm thinking about doing. What do you think? And I had, you know, calls. Obviously, I get calls every day. Previous clients, new clients. You know, I'm building a house. I need to sell my house. Can I do both at the same time? What does that do to my budget? Can I fit it into my ratio? There's so many things, so many different things that, you know, typically, I'm closing between 15 and 20 transactions a month, and the average individual is doing one every 4 to 10 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
you're seeing the trend change faster.
Right.
You know, than the experience somebody might have had 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. Have you thought about this? Have you thought about this? I mean, I like to hear the story. What's your plan? How do you think this is going to go? And how can I help? And how can Wells Fargo and the programs that we have help? I had a gentleman someone that I pre-approved last year called me this week, and he said, okay, you know, last year he was looking at buying a new house. He calls me this week and says, oh, now we're moving to Virginia.
Right.
Wow.
Okay.
Right.
You know, getting transferred, and you know, and Wells Fargo, we have a good, you know, relocation division, and we can still help. It doesn't matter what state he's going to. I can help him here. We can, you know, his company is going to be paying his costs and all these different things. And so, again, does he have to sell his house to get pre-approved for the next? We need to look at that relationship. What these relocation benefits are. I mean, there's so many levels and so many things that people don't think to ask. That's why that free consultation is so important.
Okay, now, perfect. Now, again, this just popped into my head, so excuse me, but you did ask me a question last week. I didn't know about. I warned you I was going to ask you. Now, you just went to a conference. One of the things that's unique about what you do is you're constantly educating yourself on what's out there, what's going on, going to national conferences and seeing those trends. Is there one thing or one person you met or anything that happened at the conference that really stuck out in your mind and you said, man, that's important, whether it be lending or life or whatever?
FHA, there's some changes coming down very soon on FHA pricing. Mm-hmm. And so right now, when you get an FHA loan, there's a 1% fee that FHA charges, and then they have their monthly mortgage insurance. That upfront fee is going to be increasing.
Okay.
And so there's going to be a little bit more in your loan, and then the monthly mortgage insurance is actually going to be going up too. It's a small amount, but it's still going up. The government chooses to do these things. It's not a, you know, mortgage company, you know, just decides to up things for people. It's straight from the government. Those exact numbers, I can't say right now. It's going to be very, very, very soon that those are going to be released. And as soon as it is, then, you know, we'll have it on the show and we'll go down that list.
Great. So that's great. And those are the exact things that I appreciate, and you being informed and knowing what's coming so that you can help people say it might be the cheapest it's ever been to get a mortgage. Here's why it potentially could go up. You know, this factor, A, B, C, and D, mm-hmm. coupled with interest rates. It's not always just about the rate. I mean, sometimes it's about the mortgage interest. Sometimes it's about the credit card. You know, that's the biggest thing, I think, sometimes, is it's not always just about the rate. I mean, there's so many factors.
Yeah, we get those calls, what's the rate today?
Right.
And that's such a loaded question because it's a matrix. It's a very big matrix of...
I mean, you would have to be raining calculating.
Well, how much are you putting down? What's your credit score? What are you buying?
How much money do you make?
I mean, there's so many different things. I can't even get into it. But I thought of one other thing while you're sitting here and you're going through your traps and different things. One quick thing to think about, and I know we had a mutual client that this happened with recently, is don't pack, you know, if you're getting ready to move, don't pack all of your financial information away.
Oh, no, that is a great tip. I'm so glad you brought that up, because what I was talking about, yeah, things that relate to this throughout the weeks that have happened, and that, you know, as we all get busier, is a great reminder. And I remember when that came up with the client, I'm like, we even wrote it down on our list. Okay, make sure to tell folks when you are packing your financial records or your office records, try to keep those, especially if you're still going through the loan process, toward the back of the moving truck that you can access easily. Because things do come up. I mean,
yep.
random things pop up. Copies of stuff can get lost. There could be last-minute requests for check copies and that type of stuff. And it sure is a lot easier if it's one or two boxes deep as opposed to 25.
And especially if they're labeled.
Yeah.
Well, as opposed to, yeah, I don't know where it is.
Yeah, that could even be, you know, make it more difficult. Luckily, it was an amazing client that we both had, and they were, I mean, just gung-ho and jammed in there and found it and got it taken care of. But it can be what's worse is if someone has moved across the country and they have that box in the temporary storage unit, mm-hmm. you know, that they did not control, you know, they did not pack themselves. And so that is a big issue also. So I know those are things to come up with. What else you got, Mike?
Well, I just wanted to wrap up on my end and then let you get back to your list and basically say Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, again, has one of the most extensive product lines in the industry, and to give me a call. My direct line is 736-2621. Mm-hmm. I encourage anyone who's thinking about buying, refinancing, or building to give me a call. And as always, Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., equal housing lender.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to wrap it up with two more huge, huge tips.
Pay attention, folks.
One of our last ones here is one of the biggest traps you can fall into is not researching your neighborhood. Is really, you may be living in your dream home, but your neighborhood could be a nightmare. And so a lot of our contracts, in fact, for a very specific reason, a lot of our contracts specifically have in there one of our standard features, Washington State contracts that we're operating off of, do have a neighborhood review contingency. Usually you're allowed or given, it's very common and becoming more common that we'll see a three-day period for people to go ahead and do that research, find out, you know, what the homeowners association is like, find out what schools they're going to, for sure, making those calls to really make sure that you have a good feel for what the neighborhood is. A lot of times people can be under the misconception, just because you're staring at a school across the street from your house, that is not necessarily the school you're going to go to.
Yeah, folks that live by Hawthorne know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
So really knowing, really taking the time to make a couple of those extra calls is huge. So building that into your contracts is a big deal and something to really take into account. And then the last one is not considering the resale value of your home. This is a big one for me. I'm pointing it out to buyers all the time. You know, you're making decisions, you're making trade-offs. What might look like a fabulous deal might have some additional problems you don't know about. Are you backed up to a busy street? Are you beside a water retention irrigation pond? Might be fine for your particular situation, but it might not be for somebody else.
Well, when it comes time, if you ever decide to sell the house down the road,
And generally we find that you are going to. I mean, whether people think it's their last house or not, we're running on an average of people moving about every 6 to 7 years. You know, that's an average, some longer, some shorter. But there is a chance that I am going to be back to sell that house. and when I am, I usually like to point out what we'll be facing when we do that. So whether making changes to mitigate certain things, planting trees in specific spots, you know, there's a lot of things we talk about and what you can do to improve it, but really considering that resale value is a huge, huge thing that we look out for.
Well, that way, in a few years, you don't have your client coming back and saying, well, I paid this, but I'm only getting offers for this.
Right, exactly.
And no surprises.
And so you really know kind of what you're going to be facing in those situations as best as you possibly can. So those are some of the things that we look out for, you know, kind of going over. There might be a big open field behind your house, and that might be really attractive, but what's going to happen in that big open field, you know, eventually? So really pointing those out to our buyers that have those questions on what could be down in the future. So those are really our big ones. Those are kind of our top eight there that we're looking out for. It's a great checklist to have when you're out looking for a home. We really encourage our buyers to follow these rules and stay out of these traps. And at the same time, we use the same list to encourage our sellers to make the sale of your home as attractive as possible. So on that note, we are wrapping up here because we are off to show some more property, list a few more houses. This is definitely a time of year where Saturday is a work day for sure. So we are out and about. If you have any questions, as always, my cell phone, 727-8977. You can go on the web at kenmoreteam.com, and you can get to Mike or I that way very easily.
Absolutely.
We will be back right here next week
on News Talk 870.